Welcome back to State of Leaf Radio. I'm Paul Rauschenbusch, and with me is LGBTQ Task Force FaithWorks Director, Reverend Nicole Garcia. While this bill is extremely important and really, you know, will be life-saving, there is so much work that we have to do. Everyone has to do around trans rights in this country and trans rights to respect, dignity, and the right to exist and live without the threat of violence. And I just would love for you to talk a little bit more about that, and specifically in the context of the Trans Day of Remembrance that is coming up on November 20th.
Yes, throughout the country, so many organizations. I'm part of an organization in my hometown of Boulder, Colorado. Well, we will recognize, hold a candlelight vigil, to recognize over 300, I believe it's about 360 individuals who are transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming, who were murdered in this past year, almost 40 in the United States alone. I did a faith-based remembrance service last Saturday in Boulder, and there were 37 people who were unknown, that their bodies were so badly beaten and burned that they could not be identified. That is horrific. And we're probably only talking about the tip of the iceberg, because we don't, most law enforcement agencies don't collect gender identity. So we will know if someone is trans or non-binary if their family or friends come forward and let us know. So the numbers may be so much higher. And it is such an incredible crime. It breaks my heart that people who are just trying to live their authentic lives as God created them to be are brutally murdered for just being themselves.
I mean, it is, you know, it is, well, I'm a Baptist preacher, so I can say it's sinful. What is happening? The hate that people have in their heart, the violence that people are using with their hands. And frankly, unfortunately, this has become an issue among some of our some Americans who've decided to target trans people for base reasons of trying to instill fear and to get votes. And yes. I just think that's one of the most disgusting trends, where people are like, oh, maybe like demeaning people can be a winning issue for us.
Oh, it is disgusting. And, you know, we've heard of the Don't Say Gay laws, the attempts to make sure that transgender youth are not able to participate in sports, passing these laws that are just so hateful against people who cannot defend themselves. And the fear is instilled in parents. And trans youth are just, they're, I should say, easy targets, because we all love children. We want to protect our children. And so when they bring up that fear about, well, they, quote unquote, us trans people are trying to recruit your children and trying to turn them away from you or turn them away from God, that we are going to use them and abuse them, it's not true. It's just not true. No,
I think to a lesser degree, the idea that anybody can be turned gay, you know, is also like equally untrue. But, you know, I also really feel, you know, for the trans youth themselves and for their parents, who almost always are trying to do, they're trying to, because they love their child, they're trying to do what they think is right to care for their child and what the medical profession actually largely agrees is the right care for a child. And then, and then there's other people who have no vested interest in that child, who come in and say, oh, well, you're doing it wrong. And what happened to parents' rights? It's all very good and well and good when it's in support, but, you know, the interrupting a family's attempt to care for their child, that feels just absolutely like the worst abuse. Do you have resources at the task force that people can go to learn more?
As a matter of fact, I have a website called the Institute for Welcoming Resources. Now, when the task force brought on a faith component, We brought along with us a lot of the major Protestant denominations all have welcoming programs. The Lutherans, I'm a Lutheran, have Reconciling Works, More Like Presbyterians, Welcoming Ministries Network, which are Methodists. We all came together and we all provide resources for families, for people of faith. And you can go to the Institute of Welcoming Resources, to the website that I oversee, and there are just a plethora of resources
that, is
that are
can
coming
you give
out.
Us can you give us the website address?
Yes, and I should have that right in front of me.
It's okay. You'll get it. You'll get it.
It's just take me one moment. It's just called www.welcomingresources.org.
Reverend Nicole Garcia is Faith Works Director at the LGBT Task Force. In partnership with Interfaith Alliance and a coalition of committed ally groups, we brought a diverse group of faith leaders from across the country to urge senators to vote for the Respect for Marriage Act. Nicole, thank you so much for being with us here on State of Belief Radio.
Oh, it is my absolute pleasure. And I just want to make sure that the people out there know that you have the right to call your senators, make your voice heard as well. Let them know that you support the Respect for Marriage Act and support all the work that the Interfaith Alliance is doing, that we are doing at the task force. And I look forward to many years of working with you and Interfaith Alliance.
And with that, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for this week's show. We need your help keeping this show on the air, and I hope you will consider being a partner in this crucial work by making a financial contribution today. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. And you can also be a part of making sure informative and encouraging voices like these are heard by sharing this program with family and friends. Let's get more people listening and more people taking part in these conversations, both on and off the air. Never miss an episode by subscribing to the weekly State of Belief podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. And join the conversation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at State of Belief. And share State of Belief with the people in your life. State of Belief is produced by Ray Kirstein and is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for our special Thanksgiving show, where I will be talking to one of the most spiritual, deep people I know, Rabbi Joshua Stanton. He's an amazing fellow. You're going to want to hear his wisdom, and we can all take a moment and breathe and be thankful for this world and for our life. Until then, I'm Paul Rauschenbusch, and this is State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.